This is Julie Hewitt. I'm the chair of the governance committee. And this is the governance committee meeting for November 20th, 2025. It is 8:34 p.m. on the East Coast. And we're calling the meeting to order. And Carol, would you be so good as to call the roll, please?
Sure. Kaja Brown. I'll come back. Jan Goodman.
Here.
Jan Goodman, present. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Julie Hewitt, present. Zach Caldvier.
Here.
Zach Caldvier, present. Marianne Martinez, asked for an excused absence. Serene Roberts.
Present.
Serene, present. Serene Roberts, present. Susan Young.
Present.
Susan Young, present. I am here as a non-voting secretary, Carol Wolfley. And I believe Otis McClay is here with tech support. So we do have quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. So the next item on the agenda is approving the agenda. And there's 3 minutes for that. Let me read the rest of the agenda beyond approving. Item four is reviewing minutes from October 16th. Number five is, reports, and this is 20 minutes. This is reports on outreach information from LSBs. And then you have to scroll. Number six is unfinished business. We have 1, 2, 3 motions, held over from previous meetings. And number seven is adjourn it time certain. And I believe that's, yes.
Point, I guess it's a point of order. I think there was another section where you give a rundown about what the terms.
There is, you're right. And why am I reading the wrong? Why am I reading the wrong agenda?
Do you want me to try and send you the right one, Julie?
Maybe better.
Okay. Just looking for it.
But I think that part about terms is something you will read.
Yeah, yeah.
Madam Chair, there's a hand up.
Serene.
Okay, when was this second agenda sent?
It was sent, I believe, Wednesday or Tuesday. I can look it up. Sent.
Oh, I have it, Carol. I got it. Yes, Tuesday at 3:39 p.m. Okay. Sorry. So item three was approve the agenda. Item four was review minutes. Item five was reports. Item six was unfinished business. And item seven was adjourned time certain 9:30 Eastern time. In the reports, there were two items. There was the report on outreach and then the report on transition. So two components there. And then still the three unfinished business, the motions that carried over. So
that's, the report is the 20-minute report. You're saying includes two things?
It does.
Madam Chair, I thought it was...
I don't think so. Point of order.
Go ahead, Carol.
I think the first item about the reports on, from outreach was 40, and the second item was supposed to be 20.
Okay.
That's not what it says on my agenda.
Yeah, it's not what it says on. So I think probably you're right that we should give ourselves, you know, adequate time for the reports, not try to cram two different reports, you know, on two totally different subjects into 20 minutes, because that doesn't do service to either of them. Is there a motion to amend the agenda in terms of those timings?
So I have a question.
I'm sorry, who has a question?
Serene with a question.
Go ahead, Serene.
So this says that the adjournment time is 9:30 and it
does.
Is now 8:40. So how do you propose to have a 40-minute agenda item and still be able to address anything else, really?
Madam Chair, you asked for amendments.
I did. Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, I would propose that the report items, which are both the report on outreach efforts and the report on transition for terms, be together 40 minutes.
That makes sense. Thank you. Are there any objections to that motion to amend the agenda?
I don't see how we're going to get to anything else.
Well, okay, hang on, Serene. That is a motion to amend the agenda. We can change that to 40, and then we can come back and revisit whether we want the time certain to be 9:30 or not. We can adjust. You don't have to do everything. You know, just you don't have to say no to this. But, I mean, if you want it to be 40 minutes, then we should pass this amendment to the agenda, and then we can entertain another amendment to the agenda. Are there any objections to Susan's amendment to change the reports from 20 minutes to 40 minutes?
Yes, a question from Jan.
Go ahead, Jan.
40 minutes each or 40 minutes total?
Total.
40 minutes total.
Okay, thank you.
Serene, did I hear you trying to speak too?
Yeah, I'd like to propose 30 minutes. I'd really like us to get to the indexing of bylaws because they're useless. You know, you can't find anything in the new settlement bylaws.
Point of order?
Very hard to.
Hang on. Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, or point of information or whatever. The bylaws have been indexed. They were just posted that way tonight. They had been indexed before, but they didn't get transferred to Otis. Otis has just put them up. So that is something that has been accomplished, and I don't believe needs more discussion at this meeting. Probably people need to take a look at it as posted and come back if they have recommendations or changes.
May I speak to why I'd like to carve out time for a discussion of the bylaws, the format of the bylaws?
I think what I'm struggling with here is we have a motion on the floor to change the item for those two reports, which is item number 5. It was listed as 20. The motion was to change it to 40. And then I heard a motion to amend to change it to 30. But arguing about some other item on the agenda is not part of this particular motion to amend, and we can only have two motions to amend at once. And so,
well, I'd like to say what my concern is about making it 40 minutes.
And that's on point. Why you think we should talk about why we should do something else on another item on the agenda is not on point. Okay, go ahead if you're going to talk about why it shouldn't be 40 minutes.
And I have, as I said, another question. Are the newly formatted settlement bylaws hyperlinked the way the real bylaws were, the 2020 bylaws were?
Point of order.
This is
not speaking to the agenda item which the amendment motions are pending.
Yeah, exactly. Serena, I mean, I appreciate your question, but you're talking about something that's under unfinished business. And if you wanted, I mean, the point is we would properly discuss that there. So you're putting the cart before the horse here, I believe. Well, we have an amendment on the floor.
May I speak?
But please motivate why you think it should be 30 and not 40. And stick to that.
The committee meeting needs to, one of the reasons is because I think we need to have a set of bylaws that are really accessible to the people who are going to have to live with them for however long that lasts. And so, the current set of bylaws, which you've just said, have now been indexed. I'm asking whether it's hyperlinked so that, in fact, as on the 2020 bylaws, when you look at those, you can go, you know, click on something in the index or the table of contents and be taken to the relevant passage in the bylaws. I'm asking, is that the case with these?
Yes.
I don't know who just answered.
I just answered, Serene. Yes.
And the point is, I'm still eating my dinner, and so I haven't had a chance to look and see. So Susan knows, so she answered the question. Let's move on.
I can't tell who answered. That's why I asked.
I said Susan.
Why is that so outrageous?
Serene, I said Susan. Please listen.
You didn't say Susan.
I said yes.
Okay.
You said
you know what this is? This is a waste of time. It doesn't matter who answered the question. The answer to the question that you asked is yes, they're indexed. Next.
I would like to know who's answering the question so that when I can say later such and such a
point of order.
What am I supposed to do?
Carol, the order, please. And if she.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Serene, you're out of order. Please, we're moving on. Are there any objections to the motion to amend the motion to amend to change item five from to 30 minutes instead of 40? Are there any objections to that motion? Hearing no objections, it's 30 minutes. The motion is amended. The agenda, there's a proposal on the floor. This is why. Yeah. There's a proposal on the floor to amend the agenda now to say 30 minutes for these two items. Are there any objections to that amendment? Hearing none, that amendment is approved. So that item is 30 minutes now. Okay.
I have another question.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. Ask your next question then.
So the three items that are on the leftover from previous meetings, it says 3 minutes. So I don't know what the math is, but I mean, we couldn't possibly do three things in 3 minutes anyway, but I don't know what math is now on that. So should we adjust that?
I make a motion to make it 10 minutes. Let me also just motivate by saying we are wasting an immense amount of time, which will bump us up against the end time. So I'm making a motion to make the unfinished business 10 minutes. And I'm making a motion to extend the meeting by an additional 5 because we started 4 minutes late.
Thank you, Susan. Are there any objections to Susan's additional amendments to the agenda?
Yeah, can we, I like 8:45, what is it? It's 8:45 now, so let's at least allow an hour. It is a committee meeting after all.
I object.
9:45.
Point of order.
Yeah. Thank you, Susan. Go ahead.
Order. She has been interrupting and causing us to be delayed, and I don't think that the rest of us should have to extend the meeting because one member is causing so much disruption.
Thank you.
Madam Chair,
your point's well taken. Excuse me.
I would like
it's not your turn to speak. Excuse me. Your point is well taken, Susan. This meeting started at 8:34, and it is now 16 minutes later, and we still haven't gotten past agenda approval. Are there any objections to the motion to amend the agenda by changing unfinished business to 10 minutes and adding 5 minutes to the time certain of adjourning, so it would now be 9:35. Are there any objections?
I have an amendment. I have an amendment, please.
What's your amendment, Serene?
That we allow at least 5 minutes for each of those items, so that would make it 15, and that we change the adjournment time to 9:45 Eastern.
Madam Chair, I request a vote on her amendment and a vote on mine.
Okay. Thank you. So the first thing that we're voting on is Serene's amendment to Susan's, which is to change, let me see if I say this right, unfinished business basically to a total of 15 minutes, 5 minutes each for the three items, and then to change the time certain to 9:45. Carol, will you? And so a vote yes is to make that be the new amendment to the agenda. And a vote
yes.
No is to revert back to Susan's. Go ahead, Carol.
Yes, and I request that all motions be written into, being sent to me during or after the meeting. All motions that you're making, including amendments, please write them up and email them to me so they can be included in the minutes. So,
please go ahead and take the roll.
Thank you. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Jan, yes. Julie.
I'll pass.
Julie, I'll come back to you. Sorry. Zach.
This is Susan's, did you say? This one?
It's Serene's.
Serene's.
Oh, no.
Julie, how do you vote?
I'll abstain in any event. I believe the motion fails.
It's a tie, 2-no, 2-yes. You abstained. The motion fails.
Okay. So now we're back at Susan's motion, which I believe was
10 minutes for unfinished business and
thank
five
you.
Added to the end time.
Yes. Okay, great. Thank you. Are there any objections to Susan's motion to amend the agenda? Hearing none, we'll consider that amendment to the agenda passed. Okay, we still haven't passed the agenda. So now I'm going to ask, are there any objections to approving the agenda as fully amended? Hearing none, we have an agenda. Okay. Next item on the agenda was reviewing minutes from October 16th. This is a 1-minute item. Are there any corrections from anyone that need to be made to the October 16th minutes?
I just want to abstain, thanks.
I'm sorry, you just want to abstain?
Abstain, mm-hmm.
Okay. Please, Carol, let the record show that Serene is abstaining from approving the minutes. Hearing no other objections, we'll consider those minutes approved. That brings us up to item five, which is the 40-minute item, which is the two sets of reports, which will do 20 minutes each. And so the first one is PMB chair
Julie,
reporting
I'm sorry.
On.
We voted for 30 minutes.
Yes, Julie, I think we voted for 30.
That's right. Okay. I'm sorry. 30 minutes. So then we'll try to do, you know, something like 15 minutes each. So the first item was the PMB chair reporting on outreach information that we've gathered from the various LSBs. Susan.
So I think it would be helpful if it were Carol, because she has collected them. We received already sort of an extensive list from KPFA and from KPFT. We also received information from WPFW. They have a number of in-depth efforts. We are yet to receive information from KPFK or WPFW.
Jan Goodman, may I?
I think you meant, I'm sorry. I thought I was muted, folks.
KPFK.
Susan, you just said
WBAI or KPFK.
Thank you.
Jan,
go ahead, Jan.
I just sent in a short report. It may not be complete, but it has quite a bit of information on it. And I sent a copy to Carol and to Susan just like 5 minutes ago, just right before the meeting started.
All right. Thanks. We'll try to fold that in.
And I can actually, I think I can just send it to Serene and is it
Zach?
Kaja? And Zach.
And Kaja.
Okay. I'll do that right now. I'll try
Thank
to.
You. Carol, would you like to report on some of the particulars of what these various stations submitted?
I'm happy to do. How about if I do WPFW, KPFA, and a brief discussion about WBAI, and then if Susan could do KPFT and Jan could do KPFK. Is that okay?
Okay, that works. Yep. Okay. Go ahead, Carol. You start.
Okay. So from WPFW, what happened was the chair of the board contacted Violetta Diamond, and she met with the outreach committee, and they wrote a little report for us. So number one, outreach is being done by a combination of volunteers, the LSB, the CAB, former LSB members, family members, donors, and volunteers. The outreach committee works closely with management. In fact, the IGM is normally present at the meetings. Two, we use a variety of items with the WPFW logo at outreach events. Those items include pens, magnets, postcards, flyers, wristbands, T-shirts, etc. We have a WPFW banner that is displayed on the table. Three, we have a youth brigade that is involved with the goal of setting the next generations, of getting the next generation more involved with station activities. Station staff is involved in recruiting, training. Four, a social media person has been utilized to help with WPFW's internet presence. WPFW is on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Yes, There is outreach at station-sponsored or co-sponsored events, as well as member sign-up opportunities. 6. Yes, there is work being done on grants. Station management and a programmer are working on a grant currently. Any questions or comments about WPFW?
Let me just add that I believe that some of the swag, that, you know, the little item, the logoed items, I believe a number of those have been purchased through donations by, in-kind donations by some, if not LSB members, some other, you know, interested staff people. So I don't think station funds have been, other than maybe the postcard things, I think we use station funds to print those.
Nice. Thank you. Okay, I'll do KPFA. And Zach, please join in. KPFA, outreach and fundraising. Outreach and fundraising. KPFA management interviews and selects members to work on outreach and fundraising. Some are LSB members and some are station members. Outreach materials are distributed by volunteers and staff. Program guides, bookmarks, and flyers are produced by volunteers with station support and include the station's QR code. Banners, posters, stickers, and bumper stickers and car donation bookmarks are contracted by the station. Station merch is distributed online and through fund drives, t-shirts, hats, socks, sweatshirts, pins, tote bags, and the new KPFA 2026 wall calendar. Volunteers and staff are involved in recruitment for training programs. Social media outreach is done by the interim program director and can be shared by volunteers. The platforms are YouTube, Twitch TV, Facebook, X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And I just want to mention something that I thought was really interesting is that, I'll just turn on my video so you could see me, is that there's an app that the program director uses where he posts all five at the same time. So he posts and they go on to all those different platforms, which I think is really nice and makes a lot of sense. And I don't know if everybody's doing that. Outreach is done by staff and volunteers at the station-sponsored or co-sponsored events. Staff and volunteers have worked on grants. They had a huge grant for a number of years, and now that they just got a grant for the news department. KPFA does regular listener surveys and recently sent out a tech survey about how people listen to KPFA radio. And that tech survey is not from KPFA. It's from some kind of independent media-sponsored organization. So it says the station that you belong to. KPFA sends out mails, solicitations for donations, and has about 5 fund drives per year. And one day KPFA birthday fund drive and a Grateful Dead fundraising marathon. The KPFA LSB, this is what I was really excited about, recently held a music town hall with station management, music producers and hosts, and community musicians making presentations and sharing music. KPFA volunteers distributed thousands of KPFA bookmarks and stickers on campus, at street festivals, and especially at the No Kings Day events with really positive feedback. And I think that's a huge opportunity for us going to some of these big events, taking small pieces that have the QR code on it. KPFA volunteers and staff do outreach at the annual Bioneers Environmentally Conscious events and music festivals and a regular First Friday DJ event in the Berkeley-Gilman district. Volunteers are proposing to make KPFA music postcards for music venues And so that is it, the KPFA. I checked in with Kathleen and the secretary from Kathleen O'Sullivan from WBAI, and she is working full time and somewhat limited in her time, and she did forward my request to some different bodies, but we haven't heard back anything yet. So I didn't know, Serene, did you want to add anything about WBAI outreach?
Go ahead, Serene.
Serene, did you want to add anything about KPFA? Well, if you decide you want to add anything, get back. I know Serene mentioned last time that they do have POM stickers, I believe, at WBAI. And I know that I just want to add one other thing about the affiliates. And Bob Hanley from WBAI worked very, very closely on the No Kings Day broadcasting. And I think all the other stations were involved in their own different ways. So that was a major step forward. And I think we can do a lot of outreach around that kind of broadcasting and sending people to the station to get updates. So go ahead. How about...
Susan for KPFT.
Okay. I'm not going to read the list. It, you know, we sent it out to everybody. I'm going to tell some highlights. First of all, regarding fundraising, this will not be the focus primarily on fund drives. We have, I think it's 4 year, this last one. We had a $175,000 goal and we beat it. We came close to 190. We have had for many years, volunteers do lapsed donor calls. They come in virtually every week. And it's very helpful because people don't necessarily know that their calls have lapsed. And I mean that their ongoing payment
subscriptions.
Yeah, their subscriptions, their what do we call them? We call them
sustainers.
Yeah, sustainers. That their sustainer donations have lapsed. Also, the people who call talk to the folks who they're calling and learn what their interests are, why they are members, and so it ends up being a really positive outreach effort. Every year we do a birthday effort. So this year it's 55 by 55. We have, as a part of our sustainer program, memory bricks. We do fundraising events, music. We had a couple of cruises, one on the bayou and one on a lake. And we have sponsorships. So a couple of those to mention. There is a series that features nonprofits and what their programs are. And it's weekly, middle of the day. And, or I should say 5 days a week. And it is, we have sponsorship from nonprofit organizations to be able to feature this. We have also the prison show has a sponsorship, from a law firm. Regarding outreach, a lot of the GM has a very, very active program of having student volunteers and other volunteers who learn how to do aspects of broadcasting, like managing the board. And they end up integrating into our staff, the volunteer staff. As you all probably know, we have 4 full-time paid employees. Everybody else is volunteer. We have another aspect of outreach is that the Outreach and Development Committee identifies events, special events all year long. So it's things like the Pride Parade, MLK, and they go to those, hand out brochures, and we have little QR code things. We really like the idea of what KPFA does with bookmarks, so we'll probably look at that too. One thing that I'd like to point out is there is a little tension between our volunteers and our management, in that volunteers sometimes come up with ideas that involve staff, and management is very protective of putting more burdens on them because they're volunteer and because they get rode hard and put up wet for fund drives. One other thing that's a combination of outreach and really fundraising, one of our LSB members is, he's involved in a lot of major organizations. He also has a financial, assistance firm. And he has developed a major donor effort and also bequests. And he has hosted events himself, one at his home, and we've had a lot of success with that. So I think we've got a good active program, but frankly, we're really looking forward to learning what other stations do. Two things that I'd like to particularly mention are the WPFW CAB has a great survey that you all do that provides great information and knowledge about the listeners, what listeners care about. KPFK just started an LSB survey to find out what people's interests and skill sets are. So I think those are things that we would like to look at as well.
Great. Thanks, Susan. Jan, do you want to report on KPFK?
Oh, okay. So I was, let me pull it up.
Your feet are talking to us.
Oh, hello. Better than, I can't figure out how to like not make it anything. So there, there. Okay, so, okay. So we do some live events, like we had Tom Hartman the other day, and at that event and at some of the demonstrations, we sell merchandise and explain our mission and so forth. And one of the things that we're trying to do now is to put a QR code, which takes people directly to our webpage and to listen live, so that whenever any of our merchandise, you see it, you go directly to listen live. And of course, the regular on-air donation drives, we're using, besides just calling in, we're using Zephy. Maybe we're using crypto. I see this on a list, but I don't know for sure if that's happening. And of course, we're asking for real estate and vehicle donations. We're calling lapsed donors, writing letters, and of course, responding to donor emails. We're still having a problem getting phone donations, having adequate responses to people trying to phone in. The we have a, we scheduled last, for last weekend, a listener meet and greet in Santa Barbara, which is a, gets our signal from a booster. And so we're trying to encourage people there, to also listen, which has been ongoing, but trying to create a community of listeners there in addition to just individuals. And doing grant writing, researching opportunities, drafting applications. And I will mention that in one of the things I was doing this evening is talking to somebody who directed me to locations where a little coalition is doing grants for media, and I'm going to go into that with Stephanie because they're doing a big push for media. And we have a weekly newsletter that goes out via email. And doing social media posts, Facebooks, Reels, graphics, ads, boosts, community interaction, YouTube publishing. I'm very interested in hearing about the integrated model that, was it KPFA is doing? Who's doing the, you post it once, you create one post and it goes on to all of the
KPFA.
Links. KPFA. Okay. So Carol, I really want to get together with you and maybe we can adopt that also. There's also some cold outreach of email and trying to call celebrities and authors, and to create new, events. Handing out flyers at demonstrations and on when there's speakers. There's an element of trying to enter KPFK into contests and to obtain awards and opportunities. I think I mentioned the production of merchandise, trying to get union labels on all of those now. And we're creating volunteer. We're trying to systematize, attracting volunteers and having people, both LSB and other volunteers, fill out forms so that we can know what they're capable of. Love and how to utilize them. And last but not least in this list is doing station IDs with producing celebrities to do station IDs.
Thanks, Jan. Okay. Appreciate that. So I think what's going to be nice about the aftermath of this meeting is that the minutes will have this, you know, sort of really robust list of all these different things. They'll be longish minutes, perhaps, but I think that's kind of helpful. The one thing I also wanted to add about what WPFW does in terms of its social media campaign is, I mean, we hired someone who does social media campaigns is like, that's their business. And they also happen to be a friend of WPFW and a, generous anonymous donor, you know, that sort of gave WPFW and, you know, a donation so that they could engage in this, outreach via social media. And so, I just wanted to say that because it's not super cheap. It's not like, you know, buying trinkets to hand out somewhere. It costs more money because, you know, it's real labor involved. But we've gotten a lot of really positive feedback from it, and people think we're doing a good job stepping up our game there. And so hopefully that will be one of those things that turns out to, you know, really help generate the next generation of listeners for WPFW. Does anybody have any questions for, about the sort of specifics? I mean, other than detailed questions that we need to do offline, but does anybody have any, you know, questions about things they thought they heard here this evening about these different reports? Carol, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to consolidate everything that we got and put it in, you know, because it's all these different emails and everything, and recommend that we continue to take this up, because I think that one of the things that is theme that's coming out is, you know, there is a relationship between management and volunteers, and part of our work as governance in relation to this transition time with the bylaws is trying to identify how that relationship works in relation to the bylaws, and in relation to the roles of the volunteer and the outreach and fundraising membership officers. So that would be that we keep it on the agenda and continue to work on it.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great idea. Keeping it on the agenda is an ongoing item and, you know, just sharing more and more. Serene, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
Sure. So we are at WBAI. We actually have a LFB outreach and fundraising task force. A portion of that or a subsection of that, a task force of the task force, is in communication with the general manager, the interim general manager, to see what can be done. We are updating our POM card because there have been some, you know, changes in additions and subtractions in terms of programming since these were created maybe 2 years ago. But we're doing that, and we have many other ideas that we're hoping that that Bob will be open to. We'll see.
Great. Thanks for that. Sorry, I meant we tried to give you an opportunity to speak before for WBAI, but did anybody else have any questions about anything they've heard here?
I think we're kind of running out of time for this item.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Shall we continue this as part of old business for the next agenda? You wanted to put it needs to go somewhere. So I'm thinking on the old business.
Well, so we call it unfinished business, not old business.
Okay.
That's okay.
Yes.
And the other thing is I like Carol's idea of making this be an ongoing agenda item, just updates on, outreach efforts, and then we'll just make it its own agenda item, and then that way we get to it. So then the next item that was under reports is the governance committee chair giving a report on the transition. So between the previous bylaws and the current bylaws, you know, there's a transition section. It is Article 3, Section 12. One of the things that's nice about, at least I hope this to be the case, but nice about the index bylaws is that one of the things we forgot to do while we drafted the transition section of the 2025 bylaws, it's not actually in the table of contents. And so that will be a thing that presumably is fixed in the index bylaws. Anyway, but in the transition section, there's, you know, it says what we're supposed to do during this transition period of 2025 and 2026. While we're in the run up to holding elections in 2026 and then obviously seating new LSBs and the new PMB in 2027. And so one of the things we're doing now is asking LSB chairs and secretaries to review the term histories of people who are on LSBs as well as folks who are on the PMB and report, you know, upcoming vacancies. So, you know, it is still the case that people can, you know, term out. I did that in air quotes. Because the phrase term out is technically not in the bylaws itself, but in any event, It's been Pacifica lingo for some time to refer to people as terming out. And so we may have people who term out in December of 2025, right?
And so may I interject? I think that the people who would have termed out in December of 2025, I don't believe they were seated until March of 2026 because of the way the election ran. And you can check on that, but I believe that that's the case.
Well, okay. So I think the real idea though, Jan, is just to make sure that, is to go through and make sure that there's nobody in that position where they're terming out, right? Because if there are people who are terming out, you know, then what has to happen is, the LSB, and this is part of the transition section, the LSB chairs and secretaries, A, first need to figure that out, right? And then B, need to figure out how to fill those vacancies. LSBs fill the LSB vacancies. The PNB fills PNB vacancies. In keeping with, the pattern of the 2020 bylaws, if someone, who terms out as a staff, member, then they're replaced by staff. If someone who terms out as a listener member, then they're replaced by a listener member. So that's the thing we're going to be doing over the next, you know, small number of weeks, just to make sure that as we're going into December, you know, people are well aware, you know, particularly before December meetings, just in, because it's conceivable that some people will term out in December. So we pasted some tidbits from the bylaws in the agenda there. I don't want to read all of those items, but I encourage people to look through those. Susan Young, I see your hand. Go ahead.
So I looked through our records of when people were elected for KPFT. And I believe that none of our LSB members term out. And I believe that none of our PMB members term out. I want to confirm that with the KPFT secretary and frankly with you, Julie. But I am pleased that's not something we're not going to have to deal with that.
Thank
you. Go ahead, Jan.
Okay. Can someone double check about the election that would have been 3 years ago? So that would have been the 2022 election. Am I correct?
So Jan, 2022 is the year that we, I think I'm going to say this right, should have had an election, but didn't have money and didn't have an election, right? So that's the thing that's kind of weird about this year is,
Was it then the 2019?
There were elections in 2023.
Okay, but then the people who got reelected in 2022, would they have been elected in 2019?
Let me just say what happened. What happened was because we didn't hold elections, people stayed in their seats. So basically people got an extra year. And so for some people though, let's say somebody was first elected in 2019. They should have had to run again in 2022 if they wanted to serve another term, 3-year term, but we didn't hold elections then. Some of those people ran in 2023 and got elected effectively to a 3-year seat. But the problem is they've now already, you know, they can't serve that entire term because then that will have been 7 years instead of 6, right? And so that part of the bylaws didn't change. And so even though they got elected in 2023 for a 3-year term, they term out.
Okay. What I'm trying to remember is that one of those years, I'll just say, Oscar Ulloa, I believe that he is actually going to term out in March. And I think that he's terming out in March because he didn't go on to his first amount of when he first got elected until March because the election cycle was late that year of when he first got elected.
Gotcha. I see Susan's hand and I see Carol's hand. Carol, go ahead.
Well, point of order, we've got like 3 minutes left for this meeting, and so.
Okay. Anyway, I think that we have a couple of people on KPFK, and I'll work.
Yeah. You got to look at the agenda. You got to look at your agendas.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Yes, we will figure that out. But I think in a sense we've accomplished the mission that we meant to by putting this item on the agenda, which is to start the discussion. People do need to carefully look at the data. As you noted, Jan, it matters when people started if they didn't start with the standard election cycle. So.
Right.
So that is, the end of that agenda item. So now we're on to unfinished business, which, we have 5 minutes remaining in the meeting. Even though we bumped this up to 10 minutes, we only have 5 minutes left. And so the first item that's listed here, I actually think, well, it's the proposal for bylaws changes, some items that we got from Zach and from Jan, and this was a couple months ago, and that they the fact that there were overlapping lists from those two lists, and that we should consolidate and categorize them and categorize them into whether they need a vote of just the PMB or whether they need a vote of the PMB and membership in order to be considered. And so divide them into those two piles and then think about how to go about tackling those. I don't have those lists. It's not, in effect, one of the things we need to do, I think it's a terrible idea to use committee time to do this because it's a whole bunch of people tediously going through, and, you know, on a Zoom call is not the best way to do this. I mean, what it would be great is if we could, you know, sort of spend some time, outside of a meeting, you know, getting a volunteer to pull that all together so that we can, so then there's something that's, you know, coherent to discuss in one of these meetings. I'm not saying that we wouldn't discuss it, but that it would be, you know, kind of way more organized of an item to discuss. Carol, go ahead.
I think part of it is that if the motion passes on the PMB level that mm-hmm. we recommended last time, that will affect how what comes before this committee. So I think we might want to table this pending the decision of the PNB because what is going to come before this committee and how.
I think that's a good point. Excellent point. Any objections to postponing consideration. Yes, I think we don't want to say table. I think we want to say postpone consideration till the PMB meeting. Are there any objections to postponing till the PMB makes its decision? Hearing no objections, we'll postpone that item. So that brings us to the second item. That's the item about the indexing of the. I'm Hello? Sorry. Yes, Serene, go ahead.
Okay, so Carol Wolfley is not a member of the committee, and I'm wondering why she's participating so actively in the committee discussions.
Because secretaries
don't get to even speak. No, visiting directors don't even get to speak at y'all's meetings. So why is someone who's not a member of the PNB all up in the discussion? This is not a clarification of anything for the minute.
Point of order.
I think it was a clarification of what we should be doing.
Yes, and also,
it was
Carol,
not a
is
clarification
this
of the matter for the minute? The double standard continues. Okay.
Point of order.
Yeah, go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, she is secretary. She assembled all the information gathered from the different organizations. She was helping us stay on track about where we were with this matter. The unfinished business about these, proposed bylaw amendments that have not as yet been reviewed in relationship to a pending motion at the PNB. I think it's a, and I was the person who moved that we postpone consideration. I'm glad she brought it to our attention. And let me remind everybody, we had the opportunity for everybody who's on the LSBs to put their names in to serve as secretary. Only one person did, and it was Carol.
You know fully well that that is not true, that Julie never got
Oh, no, it is, Carol. It is absolutely serene. It is.
It is not true. Julie's on record as apologizing because she never got back to us about whether or not other people could fill the position of chair so that the offer could be made to people who were kicked out of the committee after they were properly elected to be chair or secretary.
Okay, that's enough. So now it's my turn to speak. And the point is, I explained it in a PNB meeting before the deadline for people to be nominated. And so what you just said, Serene, was false. I apologized for not being able to get back to you. Excuse me. I'm speaking. Excuse me. And I will continue talking over you until you yield the floor. You've not been recognized, Serene. You've not been recognized. You've not been recognized. I'm not. Okay.
Okay.
I'm calling the member to order. If you don't come to order, you'll be put in the waiting room.
That's your favorite.
Thank you.
Yes, please.
Thank you. It is the case that I apologize that I did not get back to you all sooner. I did not run out the clock. What I did was I did the homework that no one else, excuse me, including you, Serene Roberts, was frankly willing to do. I did the homework. I recorded it at the PNB meeting, not at a governance committee meeting. You had ample time to get other people nominated. Ample time.
Point of personal privilege.
There's no points of personal privilege. They deal with temperature, and I can't hear someone, and I believe you heard me just fine. We're moving on. In fact,
we're
it's
at time, Madam Chair.
Yes, I see that now. It's 9:37.
I make a motion to extend for 5 minutes because we've got two items and I think we can dispense with them.
Okay.
The first one is that
First, we have to extend.
Yeah. Are there any objections to Susan's motion to extend for 5 minutes? Not 5 minutes beyond the time certain, 5 minutes from now. Hearing no objections. We're adjourned, not adjourned, I'm sorry. We're extended for 5 more minutes. Okay. Okay. So we are,
indexing.
Yes. The first item is indexing. We've already heard a report.
Go to the homepage and in the middle of the homepage, you can access the index bylaws. I suggest we dispense with this item as of this meeting. And people can go and check for themselves.
And if they, exactly. And if they find any questions that, excuse me, Serene, you've not been recognized. If people have any issues
right,
or concerns.
Right, that's why I asked for the stack, Julie. I can't be recognized before I ask for the stack.
Okay. Let me finish my statement and then I'll recognize Serene. What I was trying to say was people should go and look, and then if they find anything, please send an email to me and Carol so that we can see to it that we, you know, fix whatever errors or, you know, if there are broken links or anything like that, that we'll get it taken care of. Serene, it's your turn.
So what I asked earlier in the meeting, why was that? I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I said on the topic of indexing.
I'm not aware of what the topic is. My question earlier was whether, because I can't go to it now, is whether in fact the passages are hyperlinked or whether people are going to be endlessly scrolling again.
So I think this is dilatory, Serene. Susan already made it clear that it's hyperlinked. And I believe what we just discussed was the fact that we're going to dispense with this item by saying it's now on the webpage. People should go and look, and they should look with their eyeballs, not with their mouths. Let's move on to the next item.
I have a motion.
Serene, what is your motion?
Okay, so these bylaws were in November. So whereas these bylaws were, and don't hold me to that language because I'm not writing it down, but whereas these bylaws were quote, approved 7 months ago and only now in a format where membership can actually access the parts, and as you pointed out, I noticed that a few weeks ago, that the transition portion, which is so key, was in fact not even in the table of contents so that people could find it, that in fact we put a hold on these bylaws and give people a month to actually read and absorb it. The people who worked on it in March in secret meetings that they didn't let other directors come to.
Point of order, this is not a motion. This is a motivating.
It is not a motion,
Serene. It is motivating. Yeah.
Get to the motion, Serene.
You should
Serene.
Not be addressing me directly. You don't have the floor. And
I raised a point of order.
And you were not given the
Serene,
floor.
Serene, so is there a resolving clause to your motion?
Yes, that I would like these new bylaws to be put on hold for a month and the membership be notified on air that they are, in fact, now in an accessible format, which they were not previously, in an accessible format on the homepage of Pacifica.org.
No, Carol.
Jan Goodman, I would like to oppose this. I'm just assuming that it's a motion. I would like to oppose it, and I would like to be heard.
Go ahead, Jan.
I oppose this. The bylaws have been accessible. People have been able to actually read the bylaws. Anybody who wanted to read the bylaws could actually do a search of the bylaws by the word so that they weren't inaccessible. And just in addition, just to inform all of you, if you didn't know already, that the appeal that was filed opposing the settlement has been dismissed by the court. So that is a further reason to say that these bylaws have been in effect since the court ordered them to be in effect. And therefore, I oppose this, and I would like to just put it to a vote.
Thank you. I will correct. Serene just tried to say something about the court, but there was a court decision. The motion to intervene was denied by the court. There's probably a more technical way of saying it correctly, but since the motion was denied, there's no further litigation.
There was an appeal, and that was denied also.
Thank you. The appeal was denied. Exactly. So okay.
We're at time, Madam Chair.
Yeah, but we're going to go to a vote on Serene's motion because Jan objected, so let's take a vote.
Okay. Jan Goodman.
I vote no to Serene's motion.
Okay. Susan Young.
No.
Susan Young. Zach Carpier.
No, I can't believe we're even talking about this yet.
Julie. Serene.
Yes.
Serene, and please send me a written copy of your motion because I had no idea what it was.
Okay. And Julie?
I'm going to vote no.
Okay.
Motion to
no one, yes.
I'm sorry, Carol, I interrupted the count.
Four, no, one, yes.
Motion to adjourn.
Are there any objections to the motion to adjourn? Hearing none, at 9:45 p.m. Eastern Time, we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
When is our next meeting?
Third Thursday of December.
Yep.
So
I don't know the date off the top of my head.
Christmas Day or something?
It's not Christmas Day.
Okay.
It's the 18th.
Oh, okay. Great.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Goodbye.